Joining us now in our studios, we have three archaeologists. I don't think I've ever said that before here at the KYMN studios, but we do. We have archaeological professor Sarah Kennedy from Carleton College, and Sarah, we'll start off with you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Now, do I have that right? Are you an archaeological professor?
At Carleton, I am, because the archaeology program is separate from anthropology, but actually my PhD is in anthropology, and archaeology is a subfield. So anthropology is the study of humans. Archaeology is the study of ancient humans by looking at the material remains that they left behind.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you done archaeology for most of your life?
I've done it, you could say since I was 16, I went on my first archaeology dig back in, 2004, something like that, where I worked in Wyoming on some Native American sites. And so I've been working in Peru now for the last 12 or 13 years, and I just came to Carleton College last year as a new professor, and I've been working in Minnesota now just for about a year doing archaeology.
All right, let's I want to take a sidetrack here. You mentioned Purdue, and Peru. Not Purdue. I have to admit, you know, I go home for lunch in the afternoon, I flip on one of those channels that have history and archaeology and anthropology, all those things. I just watch those all the time while I'm eating my sandwich. So when you were in Peru, tell us a little bit about your experience there.
Yeah, so in Peru, I've worked on a variety of different archaeological digs. So if anybody who's listening thinks Peru, maybe they think Machu Picchu, this giant Inca citadel in the high Andean mountains. So I've worked on Inca estates where they forced other indigenous peoples of the South America to come work and provide labor for the Inca royal king. More recently, I've been working on sites when the Spanish came to South America in the 1500s and 1600s, and they sort of copied some of the Inca labor practices by forcing, again, indigenous people to do labor for them, working at silver mines and refineries. And so a lot of that work is studying like these isolated mills or textile mills or silver refineries or mines to see the material remains that these enslaved people left behind. So looking at what they ate, what clothes they wore, what things they cooked, what pottery they used, if they used stone tools or metal tools. So it's kind of a way to gain insight into the lives of people that you can't read about in books because the Spanish didn't let them, you know, learn to read and write and write their own histories.
So this dates back to 300-400 years ago?
Yeah, perhaps? And the Inca would date back to like 500 or 600 years ago. And then I've worked at other sites in Peru that date back like 1,000 years ago. But the Spanish definitely, we would say like the 1600s, 1700s.
All right. Let's talk about Carleton and archaeology at Carleton. Is that something new that they've just started, or has there been, you'd mentioned it's for a lot of places, it's put in with the anthropology department. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so at Carleton, they've had archaeology for quite a few decades. It started with, I think anyways, Nancy Wilkie, who was a professor here for a long period of time and worked in Greece. And so then now the person who has replaced her is Alex Nodell. He's an archaeologist that also continues to work in Greece. And because they work in Greece studying sort of the classical world, they're in with the classics department. And so they also teach ancient Greek and Latin to students and then also offer classes in not just archaeology, but art history and sort of those types of fields that fit neatly into like the study of the classical world, Greek and Rome. And so Alex has been here, I think, at least 5 or 6 years. And so he's been teaching this class where you go into the arboretum and excavate.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the here and now.
Yeah.
You brought a couple of students with you, Bianca Lott and Katie Davis, and they're from your latest class. Why don't you start off by telling us what the class and what they've been working on?
Yeah. So I just mentioned that Alex Nodell has been taking students to the Carleton Cowling Arboretum to excavate. That's part of this class that he helped develop around 5 years ago that is called Archaeological Methods in Lab, and it's set up to teach students hands-on practical practical experiences of actually doing archaeology. So most of the class is not in the classroom reading and discussing articles. It's actually physically going outside and doing excavation and survey. And it's also working with the community, which is why we're here on this radio show, because part of it is learning how to interpret these artifacts and tell stories to the larger community.
All right. And we got an event coming up. We'll be talking about that in just a moment or so. Let's move things over to Bianca and Katie. I guess we'll start off with Bianca. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got interested in archaeology. What year are you in at Carleton?
So I'm a first year at Carleton, mm-hmm. and this is my very first term here. And I was, just as I was looking at the classes to sign up, trying to find something interesting to explore, I stumbled across this class, and it looked very interesting and such a unique experience to get to do hands-on work in my first term. And my mom was an anthropology major, so I'm sure that influenced it a little bit, that she talked about some of the cool things she got to experience in college, usually later, but I thought that was such a cool opportunity.
Yeah, I could see her on the sidelines when you're at a dig, just clapping and go, being your best cheerleader. Let's move things over to Katie. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, so I am also a first year at Carleton, also my first term. I've always been sort of interested in archaeology, but I've never really been able to take a class in it. So I was very excited to see that I would be able to take a class in archaeology and get some actual experience. It's really been awesome.
So. Tell us, it's about archaeological methods and techniques and stuff. Tell us what you have learned this first year.
Yeah, so we've learned everything about like archaeological methods, from creating research questions to surveying the site, to testing this, like the unit testing, to actually excavating the site, to collecting the artifacts, analyzing them. I don't know.
And Bianca, maybe you can tell us what you found out there. I guess we haven't established where the dig was, but it was on the campus?
Yeah, it was in the Arboretum on Carleton campus, and it's called the Olin Farm. And it's this old farmhouse and site that was active and then bought by the school and still used as a farm by Carleton, and then eventually turned into the Arboretum now.
What did you find out there?
We found kind of a range of things. We were digging at the farm, but a lot of what we found we think is more modern, or kind of essentially a trash dump that was used by Carleton after the farm era. So we found a lot of some dining hall trash, like plates that you could tell were from Carleton, and silverware, as well as a lot of bones that, with certain cut marks, and you could tell had been eaten from animals and else.
And I was talking with Professor Kennedy before we went on to the show. That farm dates back to 1857, was it?
Yeah, it was 1857 when Thomas Olin first came and set up the claim. He actually came a year earlier to set his claim. He was originally from Wisconsin, came back to find that his claim was jumped, and which meant somebody had sort of settled into his area, his house or shanty, while he was back in Wisconsin. So then he had to come set up a different claim, which then turned out to be the Olin Farmhouse on the Carleton property now. And so that had then been continuously farmed from 1857 until 1916, when it was sold to Carleton College. And then, just like Bianca said, Carleton then incorporated it into their Carleton farm up until, we think, the 1950s. So it was still operating as a farm. There were hogs, there were chickens, they were growing, corn and other types of grain. And then it later started, went into disuse around the 1960s.
It's hard to picture modern day Carleton College having a hog farm right there on the campus. Times change a little bit. Mm-hmm. And not many people do claim jumping these days either. It's like cattle rustling, something I learned in cartoons as a child. Mm-hmm. Let's continue on with your findings and such. So you dig these things up. Do you research what they are, what they're made of, the artifacts and such?
Yeah, so we found some containers, I think, glass and cans, and we've And sometimes there's labels on them. And so one of our classmates has done research to find the labels over the years and to match them and see what year it was from, I think. So we've been doing some research like that. A lot of our analysis has been weighing and just analyzing the material. But yeah.
Let's. I want to talk to you both about your experience now and how that's going to what the future is going to look like. Do either one of you hope to be an archaeologist or an anthropologist? Is this something you're going to continue on?
I mean, I'm still very early in college. I'm not sure, but it is certainly, after taking this class, something I'm interested in, at least studying more and looking forward at all the different classes that are similar.
Hey,
yeah.
Katie?
Yeah, same with me. I think I've always, as I said, been interested in archaeology, so knowing that there's a minor that's a possibility is really cool, and I think I would love to take more classes and see if that's something that really interests me, or anthropology, and yeah,
right.
Well, excited to try a bunch of things. So.
Back to Professor Kennedy, are there more options available? I don't know anything about the Carleton Archaeology Department. Mm-hmm. Are there, you know, if they want to go 2-3 classes each year or another class or two, are there opportunities?
There are. That's part of the reason why I just started here last year, so that they wanted to add another archaeologist on board. And so I teach courses about the Americas, North and South America. And there are also professors in the classics and history department that sort of dabble in archaeology as well. And so there's a course right now being taught about Pompeii. And so the professor is a historian, but she's going to talk a bit about archaeology as well, since Pompeii is a really well-preserved Roman town with material remains. And so right now we only offer a minor in archaeology at Carleton, but then you can major in history or anthropology. And both Alex and I take students with us on our research projects in Greece and Peru every year. So there's a lot of opportunity for students to continue doing archaeology here at Carleton.
And for our listeners, we are talking with Sarah Kennedy, who is the archaeology professor at Carleton. Bianca Lott and Katie Davis are students that have just completed that course. And with the completion of that course, you have a community event that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, and so part of the course is to learn hands-on methods of doing archaeology like excavation, but I'm also hoping to teach students about community archaeology and public outreach and public scholarship. So the culmination of everything that we've done this entire course is a community event where we share what we found through our excavations with the community. So not just Carleton students and faculty and staff, but we're really hoping to reach Northfield and Rice County residents and to welcome everyone to come and see the artifacts that we excavated and learn about what we excavated, and not just learn what we excavated, but help us too. And so we learn a lot by talking to the community because, you know, we're not, I grew up on a farm in Wyoming, but I'm not going to say that I'm, you know, a multi-generational farmer who knows all about farming in Minnesota. And so I really want to have farmers come help me interpret some of these artifacts, or some alumni to come tell us, like, oh, this is like the plate that I ate off of in the dining hall in 1960. It would be really great if we could get different people that would help us, because a lot of the work archaeologists do when we interpret artifacts actually comes from local community members. And so we can only learn so much by looking in books. A lot of it is asking local people, what do you think this pot shirt is? And then they're like, oh, I saw that, you know, my grandma used to have that.
Interesting. Now, what is what and where is that community event?
Yeah, okay. So the most important detail. So that will be this coming Tuesday, November 15th. It's going to be at Carleton's campus. It's from 2 to 4 p.m. Open hours. People can drop in whenever. And on Carleton's campus, it will be in Anderson Hall, room 121 and 122. And then we'll also have a trailer outdoors parked by the cathedral. And the trailer is going to be for any Carleton or Northfield community member to come and record their stories or memories about being a student at Carleton in the 1960s, or any memories they have about the Olin Farm or farming in the 1900s. And so we'll have that set up with students to also conduct those interviews.
All right. Fascinating. So that's coming up this Tuesday, 2 to 4.
2 to 4. Uh-huh.
All right. We're out of time, but thank you so much for coming in. Sounds like a great project. I'm really interested in that. that, and hopefully we'll be able to swing by there Tuesday and take a look at it.
Please, everybody come. Thank you.
All right, thanks for coming in. Best of luck to you in the future.
Thank you.
Once again, that is Sarah Kennedy, who is an archaeology professor at Carleton College, along with students Katie Davis and Bianca Lott. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield.